Well, someone's going to say at this point, Ken, you know, I don't mind if you guys talk about sin, but this is typical for you Lutherans. You walk into a Lutheran service, and the first thing everybody starts saying is, I, a poor, miserable sinner. You Lutherans put simply too much emphasis on sin. That's the third myth we need to deal with. Is it true?
I think that is another myth. See, we are only putting too much emphasis on sin if sin itself is not all that serious. I mean, I have seen people write academically that Lutheran theology seems to be so preoccupied with sin it misses things like the aesthetic enjoyment of God. Well, no one's going to enjoy God, certainly not in an eternity of punishment and weeping and gnashing of teeth, and that's where they're headed if their sin problem is not taken care of. God told Adam and Eve that the day they ate the forbidden fruit, they were going to die. They would surely die. The New Testament confirms that the wages of sin is death. Now, I dare say you're not going to meet many people who minimize death and think that it's unimportant. And most of the time when people are so bothered about death, they're only thinking about the cessation of existence in this world. They're not saying anything about God's wrath and hell. But the Bible says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of men who, by their wickedness, suppress the truth. So in short, no, I don't think we're placing too much emphasis on sin. Sin is a towering problem, the towering problem of our existence. If you're having a heart attack, no one's going to say you're misplacing the emphasis if you put the highest priority on getting to the hospital.
So it sounds like sin catches up with people in this life, no matter how much they'd want to deny it.
Yeah, all the time that they're saying, you know, you're placing too much emphasis on it, me, I'm not bothered by it, it's like they're keeping a lid on a pressure cooker that sooner or later is going to explode. And that's the experience of people in the Bible. King David confessed in Psalm 32, when I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, O Lord, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was drained as with the fever heat of summer. I confessed my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. That was the only way David could finally get rid of this sin problem, was for God to get rid of it. The most dangerous thing that you and I can do with sin is to hold on to it and try to stonewall it and keep it quiet rather than giving it over for Christ to forgive it.
So in other words, the Lutheran so-called obsession with sin should never be wallowing in self-pity or in despair. This concentration on sin leads someplace, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not an end in itself. And of course, it's my problem as a pastor if I have left people with the impression that we just sort of love to have a pity party and think about how bad our sinful plight is. Now, God afflicts the comfortable with his law precisely so that he can turn around and take those who have been so afflicted and then comfort us with his gospel. I like to picture it this way. God with the law paints us into a corner. He cuts off every avenue of escape that we can come up with on our own. But it's not to leave us there and keep us stranded. As St. Paul said in Romans 5, law came in to increase the trespass. Talk about putting an emphasis on sin. When the law comes along, it makes things worse. Law increases the trespass. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.